Welcome, listeners, to another thrilling episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by the unparalleled team at Modern Campground. I'm your friendly neighborhood narrator, here to weave a tale of determination, creativity, and an unbeatable love for the great outdoors. As the sun sets over the horizon, painting the sky with hues of orange and purple, our story takes us to the magnificent beauty of the Midwestern United States, the heartland of Nebraska, to be precise, where cornfields kiss the heavens and the Platte River meanders through the expanse like a silver thread. Nestled in this picturesque landscape, hidden away from the clamor of society, exists the Nebula Nook, a quaint and mesmerizing campground, a sanctuary for those who seek solace in the lap of nature. The Nebula Nook, as enchanting as the name suggests, is a stargazer's paradise. Its owner, the prodigious Thaddeus Crane, is a man intrinsically connected to nature and a story that compels attention. Thaddeus, or Thad as he is fondly known, is a robust figure with twinkling eyes and a contagious enthusiasm that knows no bounds. His charm is outweighed only by his dedication to the continuous betterment and evolution of his beloved Nebula Nook. With the quaint charm of an old-world explorer and the dynamism of a modern entrepreneur, Thad is the life force of this unique Nebraska campground. Today, we delve into the captivating story of an old-fashioned field day that Thad dared to host at the Nebula Nook, thereby breathing life into traditional outdoor games. Prepare to embark on a journey where an intriguing challenge awaits, unforeseen circumstances become stepping stones, and the thrill of victory is just around the corner. So, pull up a chair, stoke the fire, and listen to the chronicle of the campground old-fashioned field day, hosting traditional outdoor games.
As Thad Crane, I remember looking out over the serene expanse of the Nebula Nook one day, my heart brimming with a poignant mix of pride and concern. The pride, of course, stemmed from the gem of tranquility and natural beauty we had built here. The concern, however, was a more complicated issue. You see, despite our picturesque surroundings and devoted regulars, we were watching a shift in our demographics. More families were coming in, which was great, but the younger generation seemed less enthralled by the natural spectacle and more engrossed in their digital devices. It was disheartening to see, and it made me question, how could we reintroduce the magic of nature and outdoor fun to these youngsters? After numerous brainstorming sessions, I decided to inject some good old-fashioned fun into our campground, a field day brimming with traditional outdoor games. Nothing exudes charm and camaraderie quite like a good old sack race or a hearty tug of war. But it wasn't an easy decision. We had other ideas in the pipeline, like introducing digital scavenger hunts or building a mini amusement park. But the essence of Nebula Nook has always been simplicity, and I wanted to preserve that. I wanted our young visitors to see that you don't always need a screen or a roller coaster to have fun. Sometimes, all you need is a group of friends, a grassy field, and a sunny day. Implementing the idea wasn't without its challenges. First, we had to decide on a suitable date, one that would ensure maximum participation. We eventually settled on a long holiday weekend. Then came the task of selecting the games. Some were easy choices, like the sack race, three-legged race, and egg and spoon race. Others, like the wheelbarrow race and the pie-eating contest, were chosen to spice things up and add an element of novelty. The biggest hurdle, however, was promoting the event. Convincing our tech-savvy visitors to participate in traditional outdoor games was no easy feat. We started a vigorous campaign involving flyers, social media posts, and personal invitations, but even then, there were moments of doubt. I remember the night before the event, staring at the empty field dotted with flags, finish lines, and spectator benches. It was a sight that filled me with mixed emotions. I oscillated between excitement and dread, wondering if our efforts would pay off, or if I'd just put the reputation of Nebula Nook on the line for nothing. The day of the event, however, proved all my fears unfounded. The turnout was beyond our wildest expectations, the cheers, the laughter, the genuine excitement in the air. It was electric. Children, teenagers, adults, and even grandparents participated with equal gusto. It was heartening to see our young visitors swapping their screens for sacks, their devices for wheelbarrows. The joy on their faces was unforgettable. The event turned out not just to be a fun day out, but also a great way to foster a sense of community among our campers. Looking back, I think the success of our field day had a lot to do with going back to basics. We did not attempt to compete with the digital world. Instead, we reminded our visitors of the simple pleasures that lie outside it. My advice to any campground owner facing a similar challenge would be this. Don't underestimate the power of nostalgia and simplicity. These traditional outdoor games have survived the test of time for a reason. They bring people together, they make us laugh, and they remind us that it's not always about winning. Sometimes, it's just about playing the game.
And so we find ourselves back beneath the star-kissed canopy of the Nebraska sky, the echoes of laughter and cheers from the field day still lingering in the air. What Thaddeus Crane and his team achieved at Nebula Nook goes beyond just a successful event. They reminded us of the timeless charm of simple, traditional games, and showed us how they can bring people closer, bridging generational gaps and fostering a sense of camaraderie. In his quest to engage the younger generation, Thad showed us that sometimes the most effective solutions are not the ones that compete with change, but those that remind us of our roots. Now, when visitors come to Nebula Nook, they find not just a campground, but a community, a space where the magic of nature and the charm of old-world games are waiting to be discovered. Thad's experience serves as an inspiring tale for other campground owners facing similar challenges. It encourages them to look within their roots, their ethos, and their community to find innovative solutions. This has been another fascinating episode of MC Campground Chronicles, a tale of a campground owner's journey to bring his community closer and inspire the younger generation to rediscover the joy of outdoor games. I hope it's left you with a renewed appreciation for the simple things in life and the power of community spirit. Before we bid adieu to the mystical Nebula Nook and our inspiring host, Thad, I'd like to thank each one of you for joining us on this journey. Your curiosity and your thirst for stories are what keep us going. If you enjoyed today's episode, do remember to subscribe and stay tuned for more enchanting stories from across the vast landscapes of America's campgrounds. Until next time, keep the campfire burning, and may your adventures be as vast and as captivating as the star-studded skies above. Good night.